Parjanyananda is so merciful. Oho Bakiyam Tanakalakutam Jighansaya Pajadapta Sakti Leving Gatim Tatudhat Uchitam Tato Kangva Dayalun. What is the meaning? Oh, Prem Praja. From there, stand up and tell. What is the meaning? Oh, at once.
So, in this verse, Buddhiji is calling out, Aho Bhakiyam Sanakala Kutam. Alas! We should surrender to Krishna. Who will not surrender to Krishna? Why? Because he's just so merciful. He's so very merciful. How merciful is Krishna? Putana, who is so wicked and came to Krishna with the intention of killing him, had smeared the poison, filled her breast full of poison, and she came there just to kill Krishna. And what did Krishna do? He did not see, oh, she has come to kill me. But rather he thought, oh, she has come to me like mother, because Putana came there. Oh, my son, such a beautiful baby. Please, she's come in my arms. And she took Krishna and gave Krishna her breast. So she came like mother. Seeing this, Krishna accepted.
Also, she met Shringara and everything like mother.
She came so beautiful, more beautiful than the goddess of fortune. When Mother Yashoda saw her, she thought, she is so beautiful. She loves Krishna more than me. She should take care of Krishna. So she allowed Putana to come there in that beautiful form and take Krishna in her arms. And Krishna, not seeing her wicked intention, but seeing, oh, she has come like mother, then he very mercifully, causelessly mercifully, gave her a position like his nursemaid, like a mother in Goloka Vrindavan. So Uddhava is remembering his quality of Krishna and crying out, oh, who will not surrender to Krishna because he is so causelessly merciful?
He was about 2.5 years or 3 years in Gokul. And met so many past days, beautiful past times there. Once Krishna sent a demon named Sakatasur to kill Krishna. He thought that I am so much intelligent, I will not go there having any form. I should go there in the form of air like. And he entered in a
pool of
cord. And he wanted to praise Krishna and to smash him. But Krishna is not like a such boy. And playing, he touched from his nails. And he was killed at once. What is this? If anyone is so learned, he has read Srimad Bhagavatam and all Vedas, Upanishads and everything, but he may be like a demon. If he is not serving Krishna in line of love and affection, you know, all the Mayabadis are all Sakatasur. And in their lines, all are Sakatasur. They know all these things. They are very qualified. They can make so many meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam. They read. And all are chant. But really, in the end, they will tell that. What they will tell? Oh, we are same Brahma. Same Brahma. So these are all Sakatasur. Krishna, by trick anyhow, he kills and purifies their hearts. So we should be careful for this. You know, Trinavarta. What is the meaning of Trinavarta? Namin. What is the essence of this pastime? Trinavart. अरे बोलो अब झट करे तब आ गए, समय मत नष्ट करो, हम जल्दी से आना चाहते हैं।
तो त्रिनावर्त होयन सकटासुर किल्ड बाय कृष्ण।
तो टेल एसेंस द टीचिंग्स,
त्रिनावर्त मीन गुरुदेव, देन गुरुदेव कैन रिमूव आवर इग्नोरेंस।
व्हाट इज दैट धूल एंड त्रिण, दैट लॉजिक अगेंस्ट भक्ति, दैट लॉजिक ऑल थिंग अगेंस्ट लव एंड अफेक्शन, दैट आर्गुमेंट्स ऑफ मायावाद, स्मार्टवाद,
इम्पर्सनलिज्म
एंड ऑल दीज थिंग्स, बट कृष्ण कैन कीप गो। So, we should not hear the logics of all demons. I know, at that time only few demons were in this world, at the time of Krishna. But nowadays, everywhere, lakhs and lakhs demons. By logic, they will tell against bhakti. So, we should be careful for this. After this, how we can control Krishna and bind Krishna in our hearts? For this, Damodar Leela. Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna. Why? Oh, Krishna has done something bad. His nature is going to be a thief, stealing butter and everything here and there. Have you taken? Oh, I have not taken. What is in your mouth? I want to see. And he, what he saw? All world, everything in this world. Lakhs and lakhs. Vishnu, Brahma, all are there. What he thought? He thought that, oh, perhaps I am in dream, or a ghost has come and he is in Krishna's mouth, or anything else. He could not decide. He took water and washed, that whether I am in dream or
reality.
And then he saw nothing. Never thought that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But you know Devaki, Vasudeva and Arjun. Krishna showed in universal form to them and they began to fold hands. Oh Krishna, Arjun is telling me, I have done so many offenses, I have told you friend, but really you are not friend. You are supreme of creators and creators to creators to creators. ईश्वर परम कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादिराज गोविंद सर्व कारण कारण। सो फ्रॉम फ्यूचर आई विल नॉट टेल यू फ्रेंड, आई हैव मैरिड योर सिस्टर, आई बिकम सो व्हाट
फैमिलियर,
नॉट फैमिलियर, हाँ, दैट आई मैरिड योर सिस्टर, आई एम नॉट क्वालिफाइड दैट। Oh, I have told you so many things. Oh, bring my chariot and keep it in the middle of both
armies.
I will never do in future. Please excuse me. And after that, when Krishna took it in universal, he disappeared that, and then he sent Jogmaya. And then, oh friend, come on, and we should try to fight with these armies. You know, about two times for Devaki and Vasudeva, they were thinking that Krishna is my son. But when they saw very easily, Krishna, oh, jumped on the throne very high and to come very easily. He throw out and he jumped on him and killed him very easily. Not killed. He was killed himself. By jumping, only Krishna jumped on him. He did nothing. Yes, they were there. All were there. He had brought that, oh, you should see, I am killing your son.
In presence of your son.
Yes. Also, Nanda Baba was there. All the gopis were there. His father also was brought there. Ugrasen also, Akrur and all others were there. He wanted to kill Krishna in the presence of all. That I am so. But quickly, Krishna, without any
effort,
easily, he jumped over him and he was dead. What to do if I am jumping and if he is dying, what I should do?
I cannot.
So, they were praying to Krishna. Krishna was on the feet of Devaki and Baldev was on the feet of Vasudev Maharaj. But they were, oh, I know that who are you. You are himself Narayan Tattva. Then Krishna was weeping there. Baldev was weeping on the feet of Vasudev Maharaj. They sat on their left, even they were doing like this. This is their place. And Yashoda, she saw all these things. But, oh, he never thought that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Never. This is the difference between Mathura and Vrindavan. So Yashoda is more superior than Mathura Vasis. After that, you know that in Gokul, when he was Yashoda mother or Titan Krishna, Krishna loves to their devotees and devotees also love to Krishna. If the devotees love to Krishna is more superior, then he may be Titan or controlled, otherwise not. How you can control him? If you are in the guidance of Yashoda mother, or Subal Siddham Madhumangal, or in the guidance of gopis, beloved gopis, especially in the guidance of gopis, those who are, they can tighten Krishna and control very easily. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to sprinkle these things. Why Yashoda was not tightening Krishna? Why?
Why
she was not binding? There are two things. Only two fingers were there. Lace. All the ropes were joined together. And it became like 1 mile, 2 mile, even long. And Krishna, this waist was only or 12 fingers. And there was a golden chain given by Yashoda mother. It was not going so much bigger, wider. But it was not sufficient for one time even. Always two fingers. There are two things. The endeavor of bhakti. So, do bhakti this way. With our intelligence, with their efforts, if we are wanting to bind Krishna, we cannot. We cannot have his darshan, he is so much mercy. He cannot be controlled. And there is mercy of Krishna always on all. The mercy, one is mercy of Krishna and one is our effort in devour. By only devour we cannot bind him. When we will be saranagat, surrendered, totally surrender, not like now we are surrendering. Oh, they will tell, Gurudev, today I have surrendered to you. But lock and key is with me, only surrendered by words. This will not do. You have to totally surrender. How to surrender? You can go to Arjun. You can go to Brajvasi. Totally surrender. If you want to more qualified in surrendering, then go to Gopis. They will tell the process how to be surrendered. Then Krishna was thinking that if Mother Yashoda is fighting me, then how can I play with boys? Sridham Subal are waiting for me. Oh, all the cows are waiting. For what? They are pain in their oars.
Orders.
But they cannot give me milk to their children. Calves. If Krishna will come, and then only they can give milk. So if Yashoda Maiya binds me, then I cannot go. So it will be better Yashoda Maiya should not bind me. And at once Yogamaya came and see this miracle that the vest was there and ropes were
longer and longer,
but not even one time. Yashoda Maiya was trying to bind him. But when he felt that, from beginning of morning, and now it is 12, I cannot bind him. Then he took shelter of his Thakurji. Oh Narayan, oh Thakurji, if I am not binding my son, then all Brajarshi will laugh at me. So his face was changing. And tears were always running in his eyes, always, as if they will come out. And seeing this, Krishna saw that now he knows that I cannot bind. He has full belief. But he was sweating and he promised that I will bind till one day, two, three days, whole life, but I will not
give up
you. I must bind you. But he was taking shelter of Narayan. And weeping, tears were coming. So Krishna saw. At once became
merciful.
And when he became merciful, at once Yogamaya
ran
away from there. And very easily, by the rope of bending hair, he was tightened. So if we are following gopis or Nand Baba, Yashoda, Sridham Subal of Braja, we can tighten. But this love and affection should be of Ashraya Tattva. Ashraya Tattva, you know?
The
abode of love.
Brajvasi are all abode of love and affection. So means we fall. After that, you know the pastimes of that fruit seller, that lady. She has heard something from the persons who are going to Mathura and coming to Mathura from Vrindavan, from Gokul. They heard that a very beautiful child, the son of Nanda and Yashoda. Very, very beautiful, very charming. And she wanted to take the son. She used to take some fruits in his basket and to go around the Nanda Bhavan. And telling Oh, fruit low, low fruit, fruit low, fruit low, fall low, fall low, fall low, like this. Like Indians. Oh, there are so many fruit sellers in Mathura here and there, Vrindavan, so many. So it's a use to do. But sometimes Krishna used to sleep, sometimes here and there. Oh, he could not give, could not have darshan of Krishna. At that time he was, it may be up 2 years. Sometimes he was in the lap of Yashoda and taking breast. So he had never chance to see Krishna. But he told that, today I will go and I will not return until I will have darshan. He made a fixed this object of life. We should try to make an object like this. And she made an object. And do or die like having this promise. She went there and basket was there full of fruits. And she was telling, follow, follow. And in the meantime she forgets. And then what? Govindalo. Govindalo. Damodaro. Madhol. Govindadamo Damodaro. The easiest way to see Krishna, what is? Nam Sankirtan. And he adopted that process. You know, gopis, when Krishna disappeared, and they were doing like this. So Krishna can come quickly. So she followed this process and began to chant like this. They are practiced not to touch with hands their basket and easily go dancing here, but it will be on their head. So till 12 from morning she was doing. At least she was tired and sat on the side of Nanda Bhavan. No. On the door. And she was thinking, how I should see Krishna. So Krishna at last he took some corn from wheat or anything. He was quite naked, only some gold chains and some twinklings. Sometimes Krishna from very, he was so much shawn. So he took anyhow and he was coming, and in the meantime from here only 2-3 grains were there, and he came to with a very greedy eyes seeing towards fruit. Yellow fruit, reddish banana,
mango
angur, kadamba, so many
chiku.
It may be in Braz everything is there. But this is not so yellow or sweet.
Yes.
So that golden like colors, golden colors, amarud it may be. And Krishna with the greedy eyes went and, oh, give me fruits. She looked towards Krishna and became charmed, totally charmed. Then she told that, I may give you if you tell me mother and see it in my lap. And a very big problem for Krishna. If anyone see that I'm sitting on her lap
and addressing her mother
and addressing her, that all will laugh. What to do? And quickly then he took, he looked here and that. Is there any...
Anybody looking?
Witness or not? He thought that there is no witness here. And then very quickly, in a moment he sat on the lap of that fruit seller and told, "Oh mother, give me fruit." And then quickly, "Give me fruit, give me fruit." And then very happily she began to give. "What you want? Oh, this, that." So she gave. And then Krishna at first came with in this position, and now who are in this position.
And
she gave 2, 3, 4, 5, and it was full of. And then Krishna, oh, looking and
running,
dancing, and went to his mother. And he gave all the fruits in the bell of his mother. Oh, from where you brought? And quickly he began to distribute. And hundreds of gopis were coming there and taking, but not finishing. No end of fruit. All became what?
Unlimited.
Very sweet. And what became of that fruit seller? He was thinking, he was sitting there, because his mind, his heart was taken by Krishna, stolen away, without hurt. And he was so much upset. After some time, anyone came and, why are you here? What you are doing? Anyhow, he remembered something and took his basket. And he started to go his home at Mathura, in the maid way. When Jamuna was there flowing, he felt that this is so heavy. Then he took it out. And down, and he saw that it was full of
jewels,
diamonds and so on. Then he became wondered. Again he took it on his head and fell. All this, no need at all. And what became, anyone does not know. She became totally mad in the eyes of the world. Do you know what became? Oh, she became more than Devahuti. Whether his bell was there, she was naked or what she was. Always in trance. She became more than that. And Krishna, at once it may be that Krishna has taken his outer self this and quickly given more things than Putana. And sent at once to Golok Vrindavan to serve. Krishna is so kind. Can you be like this? Though he has no relation with Krishna, his bhakti is what? Shant. Like Shant. No special relation with Krishna. No special relation. But thinking like some, like mother, he told his heart, like a mother. But Krishna gave him more superior
than Putana.
Also more than Kubhya and others. So Krishna is so merciful. Try to realize all these things quickly. If your bhakti is so high, in a one birth you can have that. And you will have to come to this position. Yes. That Putana went to Golok, but she went to
Vrindavan.
More superior than that. And then Krishna came to Vrindavan, and after Vrindavan he did so many things. First he killed Dhenukasu with Baldev Prabhu killed. What is this? The essence of this story? Who will tell? Oh, you can tell? Dhenukasu? quickly. In the four lines.
Janikasura was the donkey demon friend of Kamsa, and actually they thought that this forest belonged to Kamsa, and they were guarding it so that no Brijbasis could come there. And a donkey works very hard for another master, and he never enjoys anything himself. And he tries to enjoy sex life with his wife, who always kicks him in the face with her hind legs. So that's the mentality of a donkey. So these Janikasura demons were like that. But Krishna's friends wanted to enjoy the fruits, so Krishna took them there, and Krishna and Balaram killed all the demons. Balaram is the Adi Guru, and he kills all the demons of ignorance. So he killed Janikasura by swinging him around by his hind legs and threw him up on the tall tree, and then Krishna and Balaram killed the rest of the demons, and those who weren't killed ran away in fear, and then the boys were able to enjoy the fruit.
Oh, donkeys have so many things. First of all, they are ignorant, quite too ignorant. Secondly, oh, they are so much lusty, always bitten by the hind legs of
sea donkeys.
Sea donkeys, but never
giving up.
Always running, and so much ignorant. Who can save you from this? Only Gurudev, Paladev Prabhu. You should always know that all gurus who are qualified and bona fide, they are manifestation of Paladev Prabhu. All are prakash of Nityananda Prabhu or Paladev Prabhu. Oh, they don't realize this, they are not qualified guru. They cannot save from these dumpies. So, Nityananda Prabhu and Paladev Prabhu both, same thing. Nityananda Prabhu more merciful. As Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna, Nityananda Prabhu is more merciful than them. Though they are same, no difference at all. But some difference of their mercy. So if we are taking shelter, a guru in the line of Nityananda Prabhu, Baladev Prabhu, they can say from this. Very, very, very hard to become out of lust. Krishna has created in all species, what? Some ladies and some male and female. It's very rare, very hard to come out of this. Especially Hrida Rog, it is called
Hrida Rog of heart.
You can give up your children's and wealth, reputation, everything. Very hard to give up the idea of the mood of self praise. And more hard this thing. Or in heart it is. So only Baladev Prabhu can do it. So Baladev Prabhu quickly kill that demon. But we are saying that so many brahmacharis worshipping for 20 years, engaged by Swamiji, and when he departed from this world, all they came again, they married here, there, become married. Even the sannyasi serving and worshipping deities, or reading Bhagavatam, preaching Soman, but this lust came and controlled and driven from of this devotion life. So you should try to be
careful.
This is not the first time in this that you have taken the shape of human and you are married. This is not first. I think this is less and less time, more than that you are with this thing. When you will realize this fact, at once you will be like Sukadeva Goswami, Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami. You will have to come in this process if you want to go there. today or after some days after, you will have to be like that. Even you are in marriage life, you will have to be like Pandavas, like Srinivasacharya, like others, like gopis and gopis. You will have to be. All they are attached with Krishna, not with anything. So these are essence of instruction we should try to follow. Then the pastime of Brahma, he saw that Avasura has been liberated, and he makes in the toes of Krishna. But actually, he was liberated. And it seems that he mixed in Krishna, but not, he cannot mix. Like Jai Vijay, in the shape of Shishupal Dandapastra, they were liberated and they mixed in the Krishna body. But actually they became Jai and Vijay. And then with Narayan, when his pastimes was completed, then they went with Narayan. So it seems that they were liberated, mixing in Krishna, but Brahma was anyhow looking after this, and he became very happy. Oh, Krishna is so merciful. And he has appeared like a boy, and he is doing all these sweet pastimes. I want to see some pastimes, more pastimes. So I should do anything that I can see. If he has prayed, then it was process. But he never prayed. He did something. What? He was discovering anyway that I should do something that Krishna should pray. He thought that I should stole away all the cowherd boys and all the calves. At that time he was grazing cowherd calves only. So he thought. But from where this thought came?
The influence of Jogmaya.
Oh. Krishna wished at that time. Oh, I want that lakhs and lakhs gopis want that I should be their son. And they should give me. Keep me in their laps and give me their breast. So they want all. I have to fulfill. Because I have made a promise like this. Je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathagubhayam. So I must be their son. Also, less than like cows. The cows of Nanda Baba, 8 lakh.
9
lakh. And the cows of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, 12 lakh. And others. Less uncounted number. They wanted that Krishna should be our cause. Oh, Krishna, his desire. He also wanted that I should be cause of all the cause. And in Vrindavan, in Gokul, in everywhere, Nandagaon, everywhere, all the young girls, oh, they wanted that Krishna should be our husband, like our beloved. All wanted. So Krishna has to fulfill this. So Krishna thought that, oh, it's a good time. At once he sent the Jogmaya. Nothing to send. Always Jogmaya in him. He knew and at once managed this. And Brahma stole away the cowherd boys and calm. And he kept in it. And he came here. And for a moment he went to his abode. And quickly he returned. And for this world it was like 1 year. And what happened? When he returned before this, Baldev Prabhu was there. Oh, very strange thing. At first I used to see that all the gopis were having so much love and affection for Krishna more than their children, their sons. But now I am saying that equal love for Krishna and their sons. And also for cows I am seeing. Oh, they have so much affection for their older son than maybe. Why? What is the thing? And then he saw, oh, very wonderful Krishna. He began to laugh, smile, and told Krishna, oh Krishna, what is this? I am seeing that you are cough solved. So your stomach was not fulfilled by taking only the milk of Srimati Yashoda, your mother. So you became less and less cowherd joy. Even not fulfilled, then you became
cow.
All coughs here. And what is this? All the cowherd boys like you yourself, not older one.
Original.
Why? Oh, to marry with all gopis. You have married men all by yourself. At that time, the priest of
Gargachar
told that this year is very good year. And auspicious. You should give marriage to your old daughters, even those who are in the womb of you, their mothers. Even you. To make friendship, that if a son will be in from your woman and my daughter, or my son, your daughter, then she will marry. We should have a promise like this. So all gopis were married. Only not Radhika. There was some trick of Yogamaya. At that year, she was not married. Oh, for Radhika, for Vrishbhanu Maharaj, it was a very bad year. So this he should not do. So trickly. So all these gopis who were married that year were married to Krishna. And also Srimati Yashoda was married to Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu is the
Radharani.
Oh, he was not married, but his manifestation was married to Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu, who is he?
Shadow.
He is also manifestation of
Shadow.
Krishna. So Shadow was married to Shadow. Radha was not. Because Radha is only power of Krishna. She cannot be divided with Krishna. One with Krishna. For past times she becomes like this. Otherwise, only one, both are in the shape of Mahaprabhu. And when they are in two, they become Radha and Krishna. But even one soul, two bodies. By pure devotion, you can realize these things. So we should know all these things. So what was I telling? Brahma Mohan. And then this is the essence of the Brahma Mohan Leela. This is essence. So in one ek kaje se kare bahu kaj.
Can accomplish so many tasks by
doing one action. So Krishna was doing like this. Then you know that all the gopis who were like Sitaji, golden Sita, and all the Ved mantra of Dandakaranya, all the girls of Jodhyapuri and
Janakpuri,
and so many Jyothaki, Ajyothaki, they came in Vrindavan. And for them, that what? Katyayani Vrat was there. They were observing Katyayani Vrat for 1 month. But who came in the last? Why Katyayani could not come? If they were worshipping Katyayani. Katyayani should have come, but she never come. Who came? Krishna himself came. And he gave benediction to them. Those will be like gopis. If Krishna wants, you should give up all these things. For happiness of Krishna, we can give up all these things. This body is also like a garment. You know that Devahuti and others, Sukadeva Goswami has no need to cover these things. Nothing. We are ignorant, that is why we are doing so like that. You will have to be so much above. For Krishna, nothing to give. Everything you should give. Then we can come in depth. Now, very quickly, we will come in Ras Leela, and then I will come to my object of telling Harikatha here. Beginning from Kamsabadha. How Krishna came from Vrindavan? Why he came? All wants to be in a place where love and affection is so much. We know all that in Vrindavan love to Krishna and affection is so superior. Not Mathura. Mathura is also there something. But not like. But why Krishna left? And if he left, he should have come time to time.